the outpourings of my spirit are not manifest in the earth without those who purpose to pray and seek me. Even those who do not think of themselves as those used in intercessions, if you are giving yourself to me and praying in the flow of my spirit, I am using you. Do not think intercessions only take a certain form as religion has taught. You let me flow through you by joining yourself to my spirit, and that is the first of all things. Do what you can, and I will take you in pathways of my spirit's purposes to accomplish through your prayers, your intercessions, that which I need from you. Life as you have known it is forever changed. Your lives lived in me and joined together with my spirit have been the measures needed to bring each one to this hour and to continue forward into that which I have purposed for many generations. Each time you yield to me and hearken to the flow of prayer with my spirit, that is what I use to lead you and to take you deeper concerning bringing forth my purposes through you concerning revival. Keep your eyes on me and continue to give yourselves to me, for this is revival life in me. Those who are my army, the warriors for the cause of my spirit outpourings, those who offer themselves on the altar of prayer, the altar of intercessions with me, this is the foundation upon which the soundness of revival will stand, the intimacy, the prayers, the fastings, the intercessions. These are the foundation, the support, the strength that upholds the outpourings and takes my revival higher and higher into that which I have purposed for many generations. And it is through your intimacy with me, through your intercessions, your times of fellowship, that I bring forth my will concerning my outpourings, even to the smallest detail. All have a part in bringing forth the purposes of my spirit. Not one is called to watch, as others do what all are called to be a part of. Do not let thought sway you that you do not have the call to pray, to intercede, for all who are born of my spirit, made in the image of the Son, have the image within of the one who lived in fellowship with me, who brought forth many prayers, many intercessions in his day. Just as my Son exemplified a life of fellowship, a life of intimacy with me, so too is each one given the same opportunity to live in close intimacy and in spirit-led praying. I hear the cries of those who have asked to be used in intercessions. Be encouraged to know that you are being used even as you are being trained and prepared for the increase of my compassion, my fervent desires, and my authority being released through you as you yield to my spirit for my purposes. As each one yields to the flow of my spirit prayers, I am using that which you give me. All are called, all have a part, and as each one does his or her part, I do mine. Fellowship with me is the lifeblood of my family, and even as I am training and building and preparing, I am using every spirit prayer that you give me. Come up higher by continually giving yourselves to me. That is all I desire. That is all I need. You give yourself to me, and I will faithfully use what you give me.